No, this podcast thing, for me, I thought this podcast space was the one space where
couldn't be beef.
Yeah, well, I thought we had each other's beef, man. We could have beef, but I thought ultimately we had each other's back in the space, like, because we're creating the industry, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So to see this now, it's disappointing because I don't know the full on the ground details, but it smells like greed. And if it's greed that's made this happen, then it's sad.
Mm. I mean, for me, I just hope that everything gets resolved. You know, I hope everybody becomes successful in their own way and goes their separate ways. And, you know, because not everybody's going to be able to get on with each other, innit?
A year's time, I want to see them sitting down at a dinner table.
That's never going to happen, bruv.
And what do you think about that? Because me and you was discussing that earlier, innit? Because I was saying to Mr. Wolf that at one point we had a situation that's like that.
Did we?
Yeah. In season one, we had to have a discussion and we sat down and we said, okay, some of us have to go our separate ways. And we went and did our own thing.
It was completely different,
man. Yeah, no one was trying to trademark.
I'm not saying anybody's trying to trademark on
copyright
anything.
Did we not just decide, should we carry on or should we stop?
What? And no, there was a split where it was being only three of us on the podcast and two of them left.
Not the podcast, no.
Are you sure it wasn't the podcast?
No.
He's grabbing a box. He's gonna rate the donut, bro. Flipping hell. You better ask it first.
I believe it's all in the podcast.
Yeah, but you're not recording, are you?
I'm recording, bro. I believe it all in the podcast.
Thank God for once.
All right, let's roll in. Let's just roll into the podcast, man.
Man said you better ask the donut first.
Stavros is raping a donut right now. He's raping a donut.
Foolish.
Let's bust the intro, man. That's how we're going to start this podcast today, man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, donuts we could set.
Mashing that down, bro. Oh, yeah, talk.
No, man, you're the intro, man.
Well, then why are you talking, innit?
Look at this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, rodents, small insects, rodents, and I've said rodents. And donuts with jam in the middle.
Yes.
Can I get into that jam?
Oh.
Can I get it? Can I get that jam?
Man's licking the jam, you know. Jeez. Fucking hell.
That's how you eat a donut, bro.
So, Mr. Wolf, you don't lick the red?
Boy.
You don't lick the red.
I'll do what needs to be done, bro.
Jesus.
I don't think he understands what I was talking about.
I don't think you did that ever.
Oh, what? The red?
Euphemism.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that.
Your internet slow, bro.
Yeah.
56k modem.
Nah. AOL dial-up, bro.
Dial-up, bro.
Welcome to the Eloquently Saying Nothing podcast. This is episode number 38. I am Stavros Buss, and in the house with me tonight, we have
Mr. Wolf in the building, and you're going to have to come back to me with my...
You're too busy eating donuts. I can't remember
what I was supposed to do, but come back, man.
And we have...
Big Wahala's in the building, people. What's good?
Yeah.
He's allowed to go on his phone for his proverb.
Oh my God. No one cares about what you want to do when you're crying to your woman on your phone. Cry me a river.
Yeah.
Did you finish your intro?
Yeah, I finished my intro a long time.
And we also have...
Chalalalalala boom boom chillay. I've come to the conclusion that that is the intro that Simple Simon should be using.
Whose song is that again? Is it Mr. Vegas?
One of them, man, there.
Killer with it now.
You're on point today, innit?
It's alright. Killer with it now.
Which is the one that did the song about traffic?
You know the rest.
I can't even remember
it. Which is the one that did the song about traffic?
Traffic, blocking.
That's Mr. Vegas as well, innit?
Yeah.
DJ Gregory.
No, it's not. It's not.
He called it song called Traffic?
Yes.
Which one is Traffic again?
It's the one that sounds like Don't Panic.
Ah, yes.
I remember one, before I get into that story, from overseas, from the darkest, deepest depths of Caucasian land, because Africa is a beautiful, bright place. We have.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the Force, it's got a power. It's got lots of power. And it makes me feel like, woo!
Yeah.
Is that how that song starts?
Yeah.
What's going on, people?
I've never known what he said at the beginning.
It's your boy Webs. 15 hours on the plane, but I'm here to just tell you people that no matter what, rain, sleet, or snow, I'm going to deal with that hole.
Hold on, one second. Was Michael Jackson talking about banging in that song?
Yes. The force.
Don't stop digging in the ground.
Do you know what? Yeah. When I was young, the funny thing is that we used to sing that part in Yoruba.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, for so okay. Oh, yeah, no, for so okay. Oh, yeah.
Why not, man?
We used to dance to that in Yoruba. Boy,
trust me, Jacko, man. Was okay. Jackal's dirty, you know.
He's a dirty. Did you see that big thread that the man put about Remember the Time that was on Twitter that was going viral?
No.
Basically, the man was talking about how disrespectful Michael Jackson was in that video. Like, he came into the man's yard, just took the woman, basically.
Yeah.
And then said, yeah. Like,
Eddie Murphy couldn't
get the Pharaoh's wife.
But listen to the lyric.
Do you remember when we fell in love? We was young and innocent then.
And the man's with his wife there, standing there. There's so many disrespectful songs that Jacko's got, you know. We've already established that.
What's the one where the other comedian is in it? The one that was later on in his career. And he went into the saloon and took the man, the gangster's wife as well.
Yeah, and obviously we've got Billie Jean in it. Billie Jean is ultimately gay. See, people like to say, "Oh man, them this, that, and ever," but Billie Jean, we already established, is the original Baby Father song. There was no Baby Father song before Billie Jean, and he did tell everybody.
Before Billie Jean.
Let me rape up one of them donuts.
Damn! Hi, Dios mío.
Get consent, bro.
Dios mío.
Get some sex. Anyway,
if you ask,
Mr. Wolf here, and the Yoruba proverb this week is whatever is covered up.
You want more?
Whatever is covered up is what is respected.
Well, obviously, that donut's not respected again, bro.
Hold on, I didn't read that right.
You didn't read it right at all, did you?
That's it. Whatever is covered up or not easily accessible is what is respected or honoured. And that basically means familiarity breeds contempt. What's easily available loses value.
Yeah, Billie Jean.
Is that why credit is so important? Because it's not easily available. Credit. Yeah.
It depends who you are.
That's why you respect that.
We know certain men that have credit at 999, is it? 999 and
998. Yeah, he's maxed it. It's like a computer game to him. He's just clocked the game.
Yeah.
Can we just let the people know we're having a very relaxed podcast today because man's are eating.
But we still have to talk into the mic though, innit?
Yeah,
certain man's need to talk into the mic. I've been away for a while, so I'm forgetting my etiquette, my mic etiquette. I do apologize,
people. Listen, when you're going to do something, by all means do it, just not when you're talking, because clearly you can't do two things at once.
I'm trying.
That's what she said.
Damn. Clearly, so it's your week.
Is that what she said to you?
No.
He?
Are you sure?
He? What for that?
I said she.
Okay.
Why are you hearing he?
Right. I thought you said he.
Sorry, Phil.
So.
Dickhead.
You know the back shots and then the pinch of the nipple.
What did that come from?
Yeah, that's what we call
multitasking.
You know what? Staff said the other day that our mother's been listening to one of the podcasts. She used to listen to season one, and apparently she can't listen to season two anymore because we're too dirty.
Are we more filthy in this one than before?
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes, and how we start is not even nice. Sometimes, even sometimes I have to clutch my pearls.
You know what it is? I think a lot of us weren't in relationship series one. So we were doing it, we weren't talking about it. Now we're in relationships, not getting no sex no more. shout out Simple Simon. Shout out Stavros. I'm looking at myself as well. Yeah, man, now we're talking, isn't it? So that's a lesson for you ladies. The guys that ain't saying nothing, it's the ones that's probably pumping all the jam.
What is an ideal...
Pumping the jam?
How many times a week is a good amount to be having sex with someone you consider to be your significant other?
I think that varies drastically.
365 days a day.
Depending on the two individuals, it drastically.
Yeah, man.
Are we allowed to ask this question?
I suppose you can ask it. You're a bastard, isn't
it? I don't know, you know.
Yes.
I don't think, want I to get would, anybody in I, trouble
I
here.
It, I think it depends, isn't it? It all depends, yeah?
I'm not answering the question. I'll tell you that now.
I think it all depends, isn't it? If everyone's... I'm not giving numbers, but it's enough... For me, as long as, if you're the man, if your woman asks you for sex, just give it to her, whatever time it is.
It's true. It's true though.
No consent. Nothing. She asks you. Just you don't have to ask you. She
a woman can give a cold shoulder, innit? But when a man does when it, girl one body. Why are you cheating?
If you are work, stop work. Yeah, if you are study, stop study. When girl one body.
Who's the one that sang that? Big Z, innit?
No, that's a Cartel.
That's,
man.
Cartel.
Yeah.
You got dash with the baby.
Yeah, man. I don't think I've told a woman though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Men, or most men that I don't know any man that said no.
Tell a lie.
There's times you should have said no.
sweet Lord, I know. Is that security?
There's times you should have said no and ran.
Security.
I just got what they were saying.
Listen, security. I didn't have those drugs. Security.
I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, I want to know. I can't even think what they're talking about.
Okay, they're talking about.
I'll give you a pat down, bro.
Somebody that I did something with. Sometime, somewhere, a long time
ago. The day we found out about that, I nearly died.
Let me give you the...
My chest.
Audience, you need to hear this, yeah? Because the dude that's just come back from South Africa...
Yeah, I turned state's evidence.
...is meant to be my Cody, all right? Mm, all right, now this is...
Is this another example of him fucking
This is
up,
how he's man. A bastard. This is how he's a bastard, right? This is how he's a bastard, right? Stavros did something with somebody that he shouldn't have done because they weren't somebody that you should be doing something with because they weren't exactly the best looking somebody. But they were fully
proper attracted as somebody.
Fully attracted to me. Fully. And they kept trying it.
Did they suplex you into bed?
They were big
slam. Rock bottom. Put him in a body bag.
This person was a security in clubs. Twice my size.
Which club?
She wasn't twice your size. Don't give yourself that type of slenderness.
Look, let me embellish the story. But she was bigger than me.
Yes. And shoulders were broader as well.
Taller and wider than me.
Broader than Broadway.
Even her shoe size might have been a bit bigger.
Chase.
It's potential. All right. Now, I kept telling this person no. This is back in the day when it was a lot harder for me to say no than it is now. And we were cool. So we socialized a lot because there was a crew of us. Anyways, she kept trying it. Now, because I knew the girl well enough to know that she said she doesn't give head. And this is going to be her next story. All right? So I said, well, only bang girls that do head. She said, I don't do that. I said, well, we can't bang then. Two twos, yeah.
Two twos, nah.
About 2 weeks later, I got a phone call. All right, then I'll do it.
Guys, fucking hell.
So I had to do it then, didn't it?
Stavros Cambridi.
I had to do it.
Yo. But I told her, don't tell anybody.
That was so rubbish.
Stavros Cambridi.
You know, like in Friday, it was like, don't tell anybody.
I won't tell nobody after this.
You feel like Felicia?
Was it? Yeah.
It's when he done a shit, innit?
Yeah. Ezel. Ezel.
Well, like I said, we were part of a crew. That person went and told Webslinger. Now, I didn't know that they had told Webslinger until years later. Where one time, I will never forget this, we were walking down Mare Street where the old LEB is, yeah, where the Indian man shop is, and he brought up the fact, like, but maybe he had forgot that he wasn't meant to know. He just kind of like spread it out. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, you did such and such with such and such. I fell on the floor and went, no! This is in the middle of the street, you know.
With your hands stretched to the sky.
My knees, like, no.
Looking at the sky.
It was a platoon moment, for those of you that know the poster for that film. And then the black one told everybody.
I just told the fellas.
You did what?
Nah, the day that came out, I was crying.
I wasn't even there, was I?
I thought I was there. Legendary, man.
You was there.
I just thought of everything that came out of that, man, when I found that. I just decided that she power slammed you. there was a choke slam. Everything that you could think of.
Did you tap out? Did she give you the crippler crossfire?
Ronda Rousey movements.
Ultimate Warrior moment. Rabbit.
Her mum was in the house.
Oh, man.
Her mum was in the house?
Yes.
Was I in the house?
No.
Thank God for that.
How many other brothers here have banged big women?
Yeah, cool standard.
Yeah, it's happened.
Forget big. It wasn't. Yeah. It's not about big.
I'm just saying.
This was like a ferocious.
Man said ferocious.
Was it a moment from The Revenant?
I was gonna say Grizzly Bear Business.
Grizzly, is that, nah,
you
is
lot, she, you know, are bordering shaming.
She's, yeah, a, she's cool, man. She's a nice person, but she wasn't. She wasn't. She wasn't.
Then why did you do it then?
Because then I felt obliged to, innit?
You felt obliged.
Nah, did she, man, give you a figure four leg?
You should be. So are you trying to tell me that none of you men have turned down sex?
That's what I'm saying.
What?
No, no, yeah. Yeah. Well.
I have
turned down advances. I've turned down advances. When you're in a relationship with someone, or whether it be a sexual relationship or a regular relationship, I've never turned it down.
Relationship, no. But I'm talking about girls that are like on it. On it to the point
that's
where
turning
they're
down advances.
It, where
they've
touched you up, blah blah blah, and you just said to them, nah, I'm alright.
Yeah,
I've
done that.
I've turned down.
I just wanted to know that you lot have got some form of standard in your life. That no frog could just walk into your house and just be there.
Man said frog, you know.
Leaping onto your things.
Jesus.
Come on, man. Let's get into this podcast, man.
Wendy Williams.
Are you going to talk about him?
Why do you want to talk about Wendy Williams?
Don't particularly want to talk about it, but you see this body shaming thing that's happened, yeah?
Mm. No, what's happened?
They got one picture of her on the beach.
Mm.
And
she looked good or bad?
She deserves to be shamed, man.
Yeah, she does, but I don't want to say anything.
She don't look good. I don't even need to look at her.
Does she look good or bad?
No,
in the picture?
She don't look
good then, innit?
It's weird, man.
Wendy Williams is
queen.
When has
Wendy Williams ever looked good?
No,
exactly. Some people have not the best face and a wicked body. Look
no.
at
Wendy. They couldn't even tell that the body is a bit odd.
They got Michelle Obama. I don't look at this woman, man. She's annoying. I don't like her.
And all she does all day is shame people. So I don't care about her life. Let her be shamed. I actually don't care. If she's shamed, as long as she ain't going to kill herself and I'm. Let her be shamed.
Yeah, just to the edge of that.
Yeah, because she's that horrible person. She's that much of a horrible person.
The edge of tomorrow, yeah.
She's a horrible person, Wendy Williams.
Her body's not much different to
her personality.
Amy Winehouse.
She looked like
is she a stick then?
Her bottom half looked like what's his face? What's the one from Lord of the Rings?
Fake boobs.
Gollum.
Gollum, yeah. Her bottom half looks like Gollum.
Wow. Oh, is it that bad?
Precious.
So she's nothing top, precious about
bottom her.
Bottom
half is Gollum. Her top half looks like Samwise Gungie.
Her top half looks like what?
Samwise Gungie, the big hobbit. So she's got big tops.
She had breast implants, isn't it?
Yeah, it just looks stupid.
It's really weird because like her breast look one age and the rest of her body looks another age. It does.
Can her breast look at age?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, her breast will probably look about 21.
You got 21-year-old breast.
Stiff titty.
Breast age,
but your face is 45.
Stiff titty.
But they don't age, and the rest of the body's aging, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that skin is stretched out. The rest of this.
I have no nothing for Wendy Williams.
A lot of people got bad things to say about her.
Because she's a horrible person. She is not a nice person, Wendy Williams. Or should I say that she does not portray a person that is a nice person. She may be a nice person at home, but on the television programs when all she's doing is finding about celebrities and talking about their lives and being horrible about them.
She'll probably talk about herself.
Yeah, she would.
On her program.
She's going to because they might have brought it up. So now she said, I'm going to talk about myself then.
She's smart.
She said she
is smart on that front.
I think her terminology was about the you can't throw stones at glass houses. You know what I mean? If you've got a glass house, don't throw stones, basically. So she's saying, I'll talk about myself as well the same way.
She said Ariana Grande looks 12. What? And that for me was just a disrespect.
But why? She does look quite younger.
She looks younger.
Yeah, but you can't.
Younger than 12.
Well, for all the things she said, that's the one that you found a disrespect.
No, because that is body shaming in a strange way.
Oh, she was talking about her body, not her face.
Exactly.
Oh, so she's got no. Oh.
Exactly.
What if you saw me? I thought she was talking about it. She looks young, innit? She's got a young face.
I can't remember what that one looks like.
Like a young body.
With Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Is that the like Birmingham one? Was it Manchester?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what she looks like.
Jail sentence. But anyway.
She looks young, innit?
Yeah, she looks young.
Cassie looks young.
Not that young. No,
Cassie doesn't look young. Puffy was ripe there, where he was waiting for it.
But there's looking young. They're saying that somebody looks young, and then they're saying that someone looks prepubescent.
But isn't Aria, whatever her name is,
Ariana Grande? I don't know how old she is.
She's 20 something.
She look young though. She does actually look.
But does she
young.
Look prepubescent? Like this is de-womanizing as far as I'm concerned.
What, to say that a woman looks prepubescent?
Yeah.
So okay, we saying that as soon as you before puberty, you're just not a woman. You're just a girl, obviously. I'm assuming.
No. I'm not trying to dictate when womanhood occurs, but I'm saying that. If somebody is a woman, like you know for certain that they're over a certain age, to then describe them in child terms is de-womanizing.
Depends how old they are. If they're like 18 or
so. No, she's 20 boom.
Look, if you saw Ariana Grande in a school uniform, you'd think she was a schoolgirl.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and that being the case, is it that much of a diss?
Nah, 12 is taking the piss.
I don't even know who the woman is, man.
No, I've never.
But I can segue.
I just know that she's a musician.
You segue is this thing that just happens. You don't ask if you should
do it. No, I'm just saying because the only reason why I even know she exists is because I had to buy her makeup. Because my niece wanted her makeup for a birthday, like a lipstick of the Ariana Grande lipstick or something for Mac.
She got a lipstick?
Yeah.
Oh, it's one
which
of,
then goes
all
into
all of them have
Fenty.
Fenty. It's Fenty, them wanty.
It's Fenty, them black women, them wanty. Like Fenty, you get me?
Fenty, them
big up Heartless Crew and all them man there in the Heartless Crew. Fenty, them wanty. Fenty, wanty, you get me?
All right, Fenty is the makeup line by Rihanna, big up yourself. And the clothing line as well. Her Adidas line.
Is it Fenty as well?
I believe it's Puma. Sorry, Puma.
No, it's Adidas, man.
Puma.
Is it Puma?
It's Puma, yeah.
It's both brothers, same thing.
Yeah, for real.
I thought it was Adidas and Nike.
No, Adidas and Puma are brothers.
Okay.
Adidas and Nike be brothers.
Why not?
Really?
Well, because it's such a big difference. Adidas and Nike, Adidas and Puma.
Yeah, one's German and one's not.
I don't know about this. Yeah, well, okay, one is Oregon. Okay, cool. All right, and anyways, it is the name of her makeup line. She's recently released a range of makeups, and she has marketed it to cover all skin types. My wife was telling me that she's even dealing with albino people, like properly going out of her way to say any kind of skin type you have, you're catered for here.
Yeah, doesn't it cover like 30 something different skin
31
types?
31 or 32 shades.
I don't know.
Is there only 32 shades? That's the sound. That's the name of a Wu-Tang album.
But every single woman on the planet is talking about this makeup, man.
And it seems that other makeup, L'Oreal and what's all the other ones there?
L'Oreal, man.
Bobby Brown.
They're all going out of their way now to market themselves to the
everybody
darker shade of woman. Because basically, what you're saying is that, white people, Caucasian people, they're catered for already.
Oh, you boo.
They're catered for people already. So this Fenty stuff has kicked off and is selling a bunch in the black.
Yeah, but essentially that's shame on them though, isn't it?
This is why they're now going out of their way to, if you go to some of their Instagram pages or whatnot, you see all of a sudden you see darker models and they're showing, that we cater for you too. You don't have to go to Fenty. Although saying that, one of them has been trying to do a black thing for a while. Which one is it? One of them has. I don't remember which one is, but one of them has been doing it for a few years.
Oh, it's the one that Beyonce and Halle Berry were on, isn't it?
Oh, Maybelline.
Maybelline, yeah.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
That is how good the jingle is. As soon as you hear it. So one of the, all right, Maybelline, they have been trying to, who is there doing the thing?
Like? I think that's me because of this, the thing at the bottom of the table.
All right. Yeah, so what do you think about this now, everybody jumping on the bandwagon? And why did it take for Rihanna to start the thing?
And a wondering breast.
Oh, did you see the breast?
Oh, nah.
The breast skin's is wondering, boy.
She was saying something in that video.
Stay on focus.
I can't. You put the breast in my mind now. That's it. It's over.
As long as they're not in your mouth.
Oh.
It wasn't me.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
You know, apparently there was people lining up for like 3 hours outside. Where did my missus say it's Harvey Nicks to get this makeup?
Oh, yeah, like really? It's a iPhone.
Yeah. For free. Like people line up for 3 hours to get this makeup.
Blacks.
Black. Yeah, because this is a big deal. This makeup is a big deal.
It's like, oh, you have something for me.
It's for us finally. Yeah. Like there's bare YouTube videos already talking about the makeup and all the different shades and all this stuff. So for me, I think it's us man don't like makeup. We're not makeup people.
Mm.
But if you're gonna do something for Oyibo, you must do something for us as well. So I'm glad that she's gone out of her way and done. I'm glad it's somebody like a black person that's gone out of their way and done it. And if it has to be somebody like Rihanna, then I'm happy that Rihanna's gone and done that because. As far as I'm concerned, this makeup has been up for how many years now and they still ain't catering for black women?
Mm.
It's about that time, man.
Is it more of an upset that Rihanna's done it or is it more of an upset that there's black makeup by a black person?
No,
black
you know people? What?
I'm not upset about any of it.
You know what it is? It's the, it's the marketing. Yeah? There's two things that's working for this Fenty thing right now.
Fenty.
One, the colour palette is a fair bit broader than the previous offerings. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is it's being marketed. Like the problem that happening now is that other makeup houses and brands have got skin tones, but they've got they'll have an extreme. So they'll have what you would call a light-skinned woman on this end, and then they've got a dark-skinned woman on that one, and they might have two in the middle, but then they don't cover the ones that live outside of that. And the other thing is they don't market that small range that they have. So if somebody of colour finds it, they find it on accident. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is L'Oreal. It's always on TV, whatever, whatever. Mm. Let me have a look. And then they find that tone. And then they end up having to mix that tone with the tones that are in the Caucasian section to try and get a tone closer to their own. Whereas the Fenty's got a broader palette. That's what's happened here. And the other thing is, it's been marketed directly to black people. The other houses, makeup houses, didn't directly do any marketing or promotion towards black people.
It was,
so
it was like...
It was an afterthought.
Oh, yeah, here. You can have that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Let's not say that you didn't get thought about because we actually made these colours for you. But when you check it, the colour was normally Geeta and Alec Wick.
you know what I might be happy about? Maybe finally they won't have to put so much fucking makeup on their face to get whatever colour shade they're looking for.
I don't think it makes any difference.
If Rihanna can make it so you only put on one layer and you look like a normal person, not like a Klingon.
Let me explain.
You look like Klingons. Please let me understand. I want you to understand. When you contour your face, you look like a Klingon and you look like, what's the guy in Red Dwarf? What's his face?
Yeah.
Red Dwarf.
Crichton.
Yeah. You look like Crichton from Red Dwarf.
Can I say something?
Yes. Yes. That's what you look like.
It's true. It is kind of true. It's
true, bro. It is true. You look like Crichton, man.
And I got a large up my sister, you know, nicknamed Cookie. Recently, I've seen her with no makeup on, and I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, and if she does, I apologize, but it's all good because there's so much love there. No makeup on, and she's embracing her hair as well. Her hair's out, you know, face free of paint. I call it Dulux.
Are we talking
you
about?
You get me?
Yeah, man.
I call it Dulux.
No, because he's talking about his actual sister.
About my younger sister, innit? So she uses makeup. She used to use makeup quite a lot.
Then it
reduced to maybe about 50 or 60%, so it became a bit more subtle. And recently I've seen her just plain face, mate. Just out. And I thought,
Let's not call it plain face. Call it beautiful face.
Beautiful. And that's what I told her. And, you know, she was getting all like, oh, you're just saying that. I said, no. You know, you look good. Like
Banksy and them filth, man. You look good. Just come in the night and spray their face on.
She done what this woman done, this singer. What's her name?
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, so I don't know if she's going through.
Do you think that there's an addictive element to this makeup?
Do you think?
Do you think that people are literally addicted to it?
Like, yes.
In the same way people are addicted to other things?
Yes.
Drugs and alcohol.
Is it substance abuse?
It's basically substance abuse, yeah.
Because they think people think they look good. They can't do without it.
Yeah. Do you know the weird thing I wonder, you know, how some people leave their house the way that they do. With the contours, and then the thing that I call face weave is the
eyelash
extension.
Man was waving, you know.
I put my fingers. He put his hand by his eye and waved his fingers like, hello, Queen.
That's how long some people's eyelashes are, isn't it? You know, but they feel that they look good. I think most people look at them and think that they look like my man from Red Dwarf and look a bit odd.
They look like Backfink.
Carrying on from that, have you seen the new trend of wavy eyebrows and wavy lips?
They look like sperms.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is a internet hoax. I don't know if that's Photoshop messing around there. Because
I have seen someone on the road with the wavy eyebrows.
It looks like actual sperms.
Eyelashes, innit?
No, the eyebrows.
Eyebrows. So basically what they do is they do like a wiggle. A wiggle. Like literally like a wave.
Like a proper wiggle.
The thing that
not moving.
No, it's not moving.
Yeah, I don't know.
The thing that I don't like.
You know they paint their eyebrows, isn't it? So they paint it in the shape of a sperm.
The thing I don't like about all this is that back in the day when man used to get a little cut in his eyebrow from the barbers and that, it was a thing like, oh, are you getting cut in your eyebrow for? And now we have to accept the full wiggle. Come on, bruv.
It's weird. Recently, I think I was doing some research for one of these topics when we were talking about the transgender people. And I went on to a page for that one I was on that did an interview with the Breakfast Club, whoever that was. She got into the beef, or he, or whatever you want to call it. And then I saw a picture of five people who were all trans women. And I sent it to the group and I said, which three are trans? and everyone's picking this for you. Some people are smart enough to say, I'm not even answering that question.
And who said that?
And Mr. Wolf. The day after I said it, it's all of them. And people are like, what? It's like,
I didn't choose nobody.
If you told me that which one of them was trans and there was, and I think he, I would have just said most of them. But because you said three, I just picked three.
But the point was that
you couldn't tell.
Yeah. And then I sent another, because I got caught up in this web of trans thing. I was there.
That's what happened. If you click on it once on your internet, that's it, bro.
Because
Google just starts sending it to you.
I don't know what you people are doing. Is that your pastimes?
There was a hashtag that on her Twitter. Trans. And I clicked on it and it took me. And I was confused. That's what I was. I was confused. I had to sit there with my wife.
You
and
didn't
like,
touch your wife after.
I was showing her the stuff too. I was sitting there like, which one of these is women? She's like, this one. No. No, no, this one was mono man. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because these trans women look the same as the women that are putting all this makeup on their face. I cannot tell the difference anymore. Somebody put it in the group. These women look the same as all the women that are caking up their face.
So, basically you're saying that if they were free of makeup, that it will be easier to identify them.
Both, yes.
I think so, but let's get back to Fenty. And the impact.
Why?
Because I don't want to talk about trans makeup again, man.
We spoke about trans makeup.
Yeah. Trans makeup, that is a thing.
Trans makeup. Well, that's what brought it to, because when you said they look like this and they look like that, that's the first thing that came into my mind. Now they're starting to look the same. Everybody wants to be the same and look the same. And that's what it starts looking like.
This might be the next phase, trans makeup.
I'm just hoping that the Fenty people, when they put the makeup on, is one layer, man. That's all I pray for. It's not a contour. You don't contour
anything. They're not going to.
All kinds of ways.
Do you know why they're not going to do the one layer?
Why?
Because they haven't got any teaching in that. They've been taught to cake shit on.
Yeah, but now if you don't have to cake it because they that thing matches your skin tone already.
No, but they're not going to realise that you don't have to.
Can women please email in or go to @ESM Podcast and tell us whether or not you think you're going to have
to
put...
Don't tell us nothing.
I want to know.
If you're going to put all that stuff in your face, that's your business.
I
want
to know.
You shouldn't put it on your face in the first place. You don't need it. It makes you look worse. I'm done with all you people. I'm married now.
I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated with the eyebrows, though. I'm fascinated because I get the impression, like, you know when you concentrate on a very small area for a long period of time and you try to get that area perfect, you end up fucking it up really badly and you don't see it. Like, for example, when I used to do, like, remixes and stuff, and I would be up till, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning remixing, trying to get the beat mesh completely correct or what have you, and I would go to bed thinking, yeah, this is live, I'm done it. Save it, wake up in the morning, and it sounds completely off. Because you spent so long being in that small zone. You caught up in the juice and you convince yourself, I've done it now. I've spent this amount of time on it. It must be done.
I hear what you're saying.
Somebody, would you?
Like, I've seen eyebrows that have been out of proportion. Like, the eyebrows are bigger than possibly
for
the eyes and everything. And I'm just thinking, well, you must have spent way too much time just looking at your eyebrows.
Or not enough time.
Well, one of the two.
That's why they say write sober, edit. Sorry, right drunk, edit sober.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have that sober moment when you're doing your eyebrows. You just have the drunken moment.
Trust me. I've seen them, boy. Women can take off with something like that. You feel the way there?
All right. Okay, we're done with makeup now. Let's talk about this ESPN host, Jameel Hill. She's a host on ESPN, as I've just clearly said. She does a show with another. She's a black woman. She does a show with a black gentleman, and it's kind of a down to earth kind of sports show where they discuss things on a more or a less, not professional, but they're a bit more.
It's a bit like a soccer AM thing, isn't it?
Talking to their pals as the, you know, the audience is the pals, and basically this woman on her Twitter said that she believes Trump is a white supremacist and he surrounds himself with white supremacists. And this is called some uproar. And people are saying that she should lose her job. The ESPN, what did they? Because I don't think they said they're going to get rid of her.
They suspended her, man.
They suspended her?
Yeah, man.
Okay, they suspended her. And the press secretary for Trump said that she should lose her job for this comment when it was brought up at their question time or whatever it is they do. What do you guys think of this?
Bullshit, so what happened to freedom of speech?
freedom of speech.
She's black and she's female. There's no freedom of speech.
You can still you can bring disrepute into your job. Your freedom of speech is fine. That's when they can't put you in jail. But your job doesn't have to hold to those kind of rules.
For me, I think it's bullshit, innit? Because it's a personal account that she went to go and put this stuff on. It's not like she was on the television show saying on the show, Trump is a white supremacist, blah, blah, blah. Because I get it. If you say that, you know, we have this stance on Trump, we don't want...
In your contract, it will say that when you work for us, irrespective...
You represent...
Yeah.
Potentially, all right, fair enough, fine. But I still don't see what's actually wrong with what she said.
Yeah, but in reality, that is... By almost by definition, like it's basically you're signing yourself into some form of slavery, really, aren't you?
Yeah, but you know what? Almost every contract you're in has that thing in there.
Once it's a choice, then you can't have slavery.
That's most employment.
No, but you're getting employed, and you want to work so that you can earn money because the system requires you to have money for you to be able to live. And in order to do that, you have to sell the rights to your image and parts of your liberty.
You know what? I'm not even gonna cuss for that, because when them man was there calling people niggas and doing the march in Charlottesville when people were getting fired, I didn't have a problem with that, and that's got nothing to do with their job. So I get so if, in the end, if it gets to a point where you can do what you do outside of work can affect what you're doing work, I can't take one side and say it's cool this side and then okay, I'm taking the other side as you say it's just tied. But the reason why they suspended her is wrong, because she hasn't actually done anything that is that wrong.
So saying that Trump is a white supremacist.
Oh, he moves with white supremacists.
And he moves with white supremacists.
Which is actually fact.
Yeah, but again, that's fine. But her making that statement, would you say that's in any way suggesting that she has anything against white people at a workplace and could potentially do or say anything to those people to cause them harm or distress?
No.
So then how's that the same as the Charlottesville mandem that are saying?
Clearly, if you did listen to what I said to you, I said, if you can get fired for doing something outside of your job, right, I can understand that. So I'm not going to now say later that you shouldn't be able to get fired for things that you did in your job. I said, and then after I did say, this is different from what that they did though. But if you do something outside of your job, you should be able to get fired for it. That's my point I'm making. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be in work something for you to be able to get fired from your job. Whether or not I believe that she should have got suspended, or she's not fired yet anyway, she's been suspended for this, for what she said, that's a no.
Her co,
but you should be able to do that.
Her co-host said if she gets fired, he's
leaving, isn't
he? He ain't doing a job no more. And there's a hashtag going around, Nazi Trump, something or another. I can't even remember what it is.
They're trying to replace her with somebody else, and that person said no as well. This is not
there. You go.
Another black.
That's good.
Another black person they tried to replace her with. And
one token like, with another.
No, thank you. Nah.
But then there are some white people saying they're going to stop watching ESPN. They're going to stop buying the stuff that they do the advertising with.
And herein lies where that's the problem bullshit. Is. You're because if they start losing their ratings and they start losing money, then the ESPN will no longer be the powerhouse that it is.
I think that'll give them an excuse to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So they're already losing ratings, though. they should reinstate her, and then if they lose the ratings, they lose the ratings, and then they can move on and get new people or get a new show. But getting rid of her and sacking her, I'm not buying that.
Apparently ESPN's already losing ratings anyway, in general, before this even started to happen. So I don't think this is going to be a reason why they'll suddenly start saying they've lost ratings. But I just think it's ridiculous. Like, everyone is calling this man a white supremacist. It's the most known thing to abuse Trump. So why now suddenly her is, you can't come back to work tomorrow. And well, the another thing that's a piss take is that they're issuing apologies on her behalf.
It's because she's a black woman.
Yes.
And she's a black woman in a field more so than most that is dominated by white men. Sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a white man's world. In that aspect, obviously on the field, which
in power,
in most sports, you know, it's not necessarily the white men that's running things. But off the field, and in the people with power, it's white men. And the ratio of even women in them kind of fields is just minuscule. Yeah, there's already complaints that there's not enough women on ESPN anyways.
Exactly, so they want to start getting rid of another one.
Need some more girls in there. We need some more girls in there. There's too many.
They don't care, man.
We have to support and stand by our black women because they are getting from every angle. They can't talk.
This is a bit similar. Well, it's not actually similar, but do you remember the woman that was on Sky Sports last year, the girl that did does 8 out of 10 cats countdown? She started doing Sky Sports last year, football, Monday Night Football and Saturday Night and Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I can't remember.
One girl. Anyway, she was a woman, so...
One girl, she was a woman.
They put her in football, on Sky Sports, basically. And she left, so she's not there this season, but she was there last season. And she basically left because of the abuse she was getting on Twitter. I think she made a mistake about... She said something about Tottenham fans. And they just ripped her apart. And she just said, I'm not coming back.
Right. And the thing is, I don't know if any other team's fans would have been able to make her leave like that. The reason why
are you proud of that?
It's not that.
Women abusers.
It's not that. It's that it's a Jewish club. You can't say anything back.
Nah, it wasn't something. I forgot what it was that they said about. Like she's. I think what she did.
Why is it a Jewish club? Is that owner Jewish?
Yeah.
No, that's a Jewish owned club.
It is, man. That's like a known thing.
It's like Israel.
That's why Sugar was there, isn't it?
Mm. It's basically Israel.
Okay.
It is because they're buying up Tottenham, and Tottenham is like Palestine.
Daniel Levy, blatantly Jewish.
Free Palestine. sorry, somebody got cut off. You were saying something?
I can't remember, man. Just go to the next thing. But it just reminded me of that. That there's not enough women in sports and in TV already, and we're just pushing them out every way, left, right, and centre.
There was one question I was watching a video that was sent on WhatsApp. We get loads of videos sent to us now.
No, you get loads of videos and you send out loads of videos because you are now an uncle.
No, but these videos are good videos. But anyway, this one was about one of them court, you know, those kind of relationship court things. And this guy was suing his woman because he was accused of cheating by this woman's girlfriend, had seen him twice. In two different places with this woman. Cut a long story short, this woman turned out to be his cousin. And what his girlfriend ended up doing was putting sleeping pills in this guy's drink. And she went on to cut his dreadlocks. And he sued her for $3,000. He said that there's no amount of money that can... measure up to what she's done, but I just feel the need just to take her to court for what she's done. This guy was a Rasta. He's a Rastafarian. And I wanted to ask our two dreaded brothers here, in the event that someone that you're seeing, whether it be your girlfriend, wife, or, you know, significant other or whatever, and they cut off your dreads in your sleep because of an altercation or something that happened, what would you do?
You're saying it's because of an altercation?
Well,
you have to be careful here because the scenario you gave now, just now,
a situation that made her feel like she was backed in a corner that she had to respond.
If he's beating the hell out of her and he cut off his dress, it's completely different from if he's cheating on her.
Always beating and rape with you.
He said beating altercation. And rape, what kind of altercation is it?
Accusation, argument, you know.
How about the same thing? How about they did actually cheat then?
Okay.
If I actually did cheat.
She caught you cheating. She caught you kissing somebody on the road.
She caught you banging her best friend.
Flipping it. And that's too extreme, isn't it?
And you didn't use rubbers and you finished in
not banging, man, because he came to bed not thinking anything.
Man said, and you didn't wash after you finished. Fuck it out.
Didn't even. Yeah.
So what were you saying?
Oh, they put some private eye on your case. Yes, and like while I said, man's got pictures. Dashed it on the missus's table.
Husband's
been cheating.
I want the same scenario that he actually just spoke about.
Then you should have answered that one then, innit?
Instead of asking questions. I was prepared to answer it, but I'm...
I'll
take her womb. I will take her womb, straight. And when I say I take her womb, I don't mean I'm going to egregiously do it. We're going to get a surgery and she's having her womb taken out, straight.
How are you going to force a woman into the surgery?
The same sleeping pill she gave me, she going to get them.
Are you just going to find a doctor that's going to do it?
Yes!
Underground doctors, bro.
Mexico.
What get me, bro?
Do you think that's a like for like?
That's why they're building the wall.
Sorry?
Do you think that's a like for like?
What? See, I'm irrational when it comes to these things. Like, I don't believe that you can put parity with revenge. I don't think you can do that because it's very subjective. How somebody feels about something and how somebody feels about something else is very subjective. So I don't think there's any parity there.
But you do understand it's not like for like.
I don't know whether it's like for like or not. In my mind, that's the only thing that's going to make me feel better. So for me, it's like for like.
Would you
not shaving her head?
Would you try and grow
shaving
it back?
Shaving her head is not gonna do anything.
Would you try and grow it back?
No, I wouldn't try and grow it back.
He just left it.
He's
done.
This guy ended up. I mean, she cut a patch of his dreadlocks, and he said he'd been growing his hair from when he was about 3 or 4, and he said that he doesn't practice
he's a Rastafari, basically.
It's his father, his grandfather, and his great grandfather, and he said out of respect to his elders that he grew his hair the way that they did.
Mm. So he's a fake rat, basically.
Say what you like, but he grew his hair, innit?
He's a web slinger.
She should not be able to reproduce after that, as far as I'm concerned.
Webs, what would you do?
Let her not scour.
He's a dread, innit?
He's a fake rasta.
I've never claimed Rastafarianism, so I'm not a fake
rasta.
He's
a dread.
Yeah, I'm a fake rasta.
You're not a rasta. No, you're
I'm
a dread.
Not a rasta, so I'm not claiming, so I'm not fake.
But if someone did that to you, what are you saying?
They're getting moved to.
How?
First of all, I would want to know why there wasn't a confrontation over the situation. Why did she just feel to
some do people it? Are hashtag did she team confront petty.
Him? They had an argument, and then when he was sleeping, she cut off his dreads. Did you not listen to what he said?
No. Delilah thing, real talk.
No, they.
He didn't say anything about an argument.
Yeah, no.
He said they discussed the
she accused him,
and they had an argument. Then he said that
she accused him.
I never mentioned it, but she did accuse him a number of times, and he was like, "I ain't cheating on you." You know, I don't know where you're getting this from.
You think you have a normal conversation
in
like that?
In that situation is Pepper. She's accusing him of things because of what her brethren said. He ain't done nothing. He's telling her he ain't done nothing, and she's still persistent. And then she goes and cuts his hair while he's sleeping.
So for her irrational action, she's getting moved to standard.
What is moved to?
I'm going to beat her up.
Wow. Ooh. I'm not about that DV,
this
bro.
Man wants to remove the pom-pom.
Yeah, I'm not beating her up, though.
I just want to beat her up.
I think most women would rather get beat up.
Then have their then womb removed.
Then get drugged.
Both of you look crazy.
And have their womb removed.
It basically
that sounds like a B movie.
It basically tells you how important it is to these guys how much they so value their hair.
Right. For rasters, I understand. But yeah. For Webs, they're saying he's not even a ras. It's just your hair, man. Is it that much that you have to beat somebody up for it? But
can you grow your hair that long?
This is dedication.
What now?
Can you grow that hair that long at all?
Yeah, if I'd left it with not doing anything to my hair, of course I could have grown my hair that long.
Mm-hmm.
What, my hair's nice, bruv.
Well, you think you're that special, nobody could grow the hair like you.
It's not easy.
Look at the way he looked at you, though. I wouldn't have that look.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
This is dedication. This takes a lot of time.
Listen.
Your hair grows like that naturally, innit? If you don't touch it, that's what happens.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. No.
Is that what happens?
No.
So
I am a resident rasta specialist. No, it doesn't.
You can't just grow your hair and then just leave it. You have to twist it.
I've worked, man.
If you want like simple stuff with dreads, you got to use some of the beeswax as well.
I didn't use any.
I use beeswax. You know, I use beeswax. Well, you're not a proper rasta.
What do you use?
I'm not a proper
rasta. Throw your microphone at him, bro.
So, all right. Let me ask you a question then. What happens if a black man grows his hair and doesn't touch it?
I've seen it. I remember when I was
these
a
people
kid.
On that you see on the street homeless and they have dreads.
No, it goes into like a dreadlocks,
it
but it's very
matted.
Yeah, it's matted. It's not a pop. It's not like these mans are. You
well,
can
that's,
see
well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they're singular.
When I was a youth,
it doesn't matter.
And I used
of course, it matters.
It's crazy.
It's like
why do you say things like that when you know it's completely different?
No, dreads is dreads. Whether you want it looking thin, can I finish? Whether you want it thin or thick, and or you have to do something to it to make it because. For you two, you have one has a thicker style, one has a thinner style. You have to do stuff to get it to that level.
Yes.
But to get dreads, you don't have to do nothing, do you?
No.
So that's what I said.
It's not true, bruv.
If your hair just grows and you don't
if
do
I,
nothing
if
to
I
it.
If I didn't do anything to it, it would be one solid piece.
And that's what I was about
would
to
it
say.
Be one solid piece
it
of dread?
Yes.
One dread. Then you don't have to do nothing to your hair for it
that
to be a dread.
Not, but that's dreadlocks, is it?
That's not dreadlocks,
though,
is it?
You understand what locks of hair means?
Don't worry about him. I don't even know what we even... entertaining this man.
There's a big difference between dread.
They kept you alive for a reason. This is not the reason.
Okay, you people talk about hair. With authority. Keep going.
You like the eye of the tornado.
But there's a big difference. When I was young, I remember seeing... I used to go Chocodero when I was a youth. You know, big up Chocodero.
It's gone now, man.
Yeah, it's gone, man.
The name Chocodero is there, but it's not...
What's in there, man?
But it's different. It's
no Chocodero.
Compared to what it was.
There's no arcade there again.
No, I don't know.
You can't even walk inside anymore.
Compared to what it was. But anyway, when I was young, there was a guy that used to go through Piccadilly all the time. With his one dreadlock. He was obviously a vagrant, but he had like one small thing coming down the side of his head and then one dreadlock. So obviously he had left that for a duration of time. And there you have it, one dreadlock. But you have to take your time.
Big up the homeless brother.
And you have to methodically twist your hair for it to become dreadlocks. You can't just leave it, bruv. It becomes a dreadlock.
It's or a large afro. Piece of hair.
Okay.
That's all it is. Extended afro.
Okay, all right. For this thing that took you so long and you have to methodically do, and it took your time and it's been done for decades, you want to be punching women in the face.
I'm a peaceful man, yeah, but fuck you, bro.
Sticking
just at your civilization.
And sticking hands up for Jim. That's what you want to see in hairline.
What did he do? Was it mansplain or whitesplain or whatever?
He done whatever he did, boy.
But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that both of your reactions is too much for me.
What would you consider to be a decent reaction? One that made sense?
I would do what the man did. I'll get arrested because she's basically drugged me.
Exactly.
So I'll put her in prison. I wouldn't beat her up and I wouldn't take her womb.
Your woman.
Take her womb.
Your one-time woman.
Yes. No, that's a violation. If I drugged her and I did something to her while she was drugged, she would put me in jail.
Forget what she would do to you. Yeah, you would send your woman to jail.
Yes, yes. I'm not. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm not about this life with all of this beating, but I will put a woman in jail.
One time.
If I came home and a woman had destroyed all my stuff, yeah? I'm calling police on her and she must pay me back all that money that she did to destroy my stuff. All of it. I'm not in all of this rubbish about I'm a man. You will pay back every single thing that you've broken because I've taken my time to go to work every day, hate my job, whatever, to go and earn enough money to provide myself for those things. You can't just come in my house and get vexed one time, smash everything up and think it's cool. You'll pay back every single thing that you destroyed.
We tend to hear a lot of stories about that, innit? You know? I smashed the window.
Yeah, and it's fine. Are you mad?
And it's seen as a, I don't know, like a...
An empowering thing.
It's an empowering thing.
You know what it is?
It's seen as the right response to a man who has done them wrong.
Do you know where that came from? Is that stupid way to excel with a woman burned the car? Are you mad? Suits.
Okay,
the way I see it, if she cut my hair, I'm never going to forget her.
She will never forget you.
And if, after I've done what I've done, she will never forget me either.
Why don't you brand her as dead?
Brand her, what do you mean?
That's like forever, isn't it?
That's violence, bro. I'm not into that.
But you're just telling me you're going to take the woman's room.
It's not violent, though. It's not violent, though. Surgery.
Brand her.
Surgery is
scalpel.
Not violent.
Scalpel.
Exactly. Hot iron on the fire and...
Yeah, that's not nice.
I did tell her to put iron there.
Let me ask a question.
Actually, before we move on, because I want to ask the same question to you, Steph. If your woman destroyed all of your trainers,
I was thinking the same thing,
and all of your CDs.
Ooh. Oh my days! CDs, trainers, hard drives. Goddamn!
Hard drives.
And then four books you got as well.
I got books, fam. Don't tell me nothing.
And your clothes. Dare you. And the clothes that you left.
And then fix the shower.
Closer.
Oh wow!
Oh.
Goddamn!
Go back where you came from, man.
Goddamn.
That's the worst one, bruv. That she's done the job that you were supposed to do.
We're going about the trainers.
Can you imagine you wake up in the morning and then she's just in there showering? You know?
You're giving your one side eye, bro.
No soap. Not even soap. Just putting water on the top of her. Just looking at you. Get her hair wet.
You can't even fix this thing.
Come on, sit down there and get out. I don't want you in the bathroom anymore.
Isn't it? You have to bucket bath all day.
You will bath in the kitchen.
Imagine the shower's working. You have to bucket bath same way.
You bath in the sink. Go and get tumbler and bath yourself.
Getting a tumbler and putting it over his head.
Go.
Washing up liquid, bro.
Before I ask,
fairy boy, fairy liquid,
not even fairy, some pride.
Admiring fairy liquid.
Them youngers don't know about them wicked adverts. Fuck out, man.
Man is putting fur in his eyes. Come out smelling of apple. Oh, man. I have to use a big 33% extra.
Pound shop.
I'm finished.
Pound man.
He's using scourers to the net.
He said fairy liquid, you know. Oh, with the pain.
Leave people done.
I'm actually sweating.
All right. before
using Brillo pad.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Mascara.
No, for the pot. Not even Brillo pad. Wire wool. Wire wool.
Sorry, bro. And then
cream with the cream with the oil that they use to fry fish.
Oh, good. I remember when my mom used to use Brillo pad to try and clean the cocoa, boy.
Yeah, boy. Jeez.
Yeah, you can't clean the this thing.
Doesn't matter. It's all good.
All right. The question I was going to ask.
You were to answer first.
I'm sorry. The question I was going to ask was, taking out the two guys with the dreads and me with my trainers, Mr. Wolf and Wahala, what could a woman do to you of a similar ilk that would, like, I want revenge on this dude and I'm going to hit him where it hurts? Before you open your mouth, let me answer the question that you asked me.
I was about to say, answer
yes,
the question
Yes, but
first.
If you people just shut up and let me talk in it, then it gets done.
Mud green.
Now hands that do dishes can feel soft as your face. Oh. With mild green. Very
it reminds
liquid.
Me of that the Yellow Pages album, bro.
J.R. Hartley.
How did the music go, though? What?
I'm looking for a book.
Those adverts were gangster back in the day, bro. He remembers a Kiora advert, though.
He searches for their own book, though. Come on, bruv.
Yeah, for real.
That's a sad man, isn't it? That's actually a sad
I think if you had lost all copies and you wanted one, you're an old man, yeah, why not? It's not like now you get EPUB of your book, innit?
EBAF's in the sink as well, man.
What would I do? What would I do?
With the fairy liquid.
I think... The joke is dead now, man.
It's
you
not dead!
Okay, you people laughing here. Listen, people are switching
this up. Is going to Twitter.
Go ahead.
Say how to jail.
You send it to jail as well.
I don't think
you can send it to jail for that, though.
For what? For destroying all my stuff?
Oh, yeah, true. I suppose I just said the same thing.
Or petty, was it? Small court, petty. What's that? Small claims court or something.
Yeah, man.
I want some money because my trainers, I don't know how many thousands of pounds you've just shredded. A good 5 to 10K.
How many trainers you got?
Well over 100.
Let's say they're about 100 pounds each minimum.
Or one-offs.
No, I wouldn't say that. I have trainers that are 30, 40 pounds, and I have trainers that are over 200 pounds.
So we can average that over to 100 pounds a trainer.
Maybe.
Surely.
Maybe.
Damn.
Maybe.
It's a lot of money, man.
It's a lot of money, trainers.
So, Mr. Wolf, what is your thing that you would potentially be the same as cutting off these dreads and cutting up these man's trainers?
Hold on, am I doing the math right? That's not 10 grand, is it?
I don't know about your math, man. Just know 100. How much fairy liquid you need to bath. That's all.
What's 100 times 100?
25.
100 times 100 is further.
I'm only joking, by the way. I'm only joking, by the way. My thing, these men are looking at each other like...
doing. You can hear... He still ain't got it.
Talking, man. People are looking at me like I'm doing it, like
right.
I'm saying anything.
What's my thing? As in, what can someone destroy that will?
Oh yes, definitely you. Right?
That will beat me up and make me feel sad. And boy, I don't think I got anything, man.
At all.
Shut up.
Yeah.
If they probably got rid of your brush that you can't even use anymore, you start
throwing things over.
How dare you?
Everything. Do you know
it's
what? I got to be honest. From when...
He's lost the most important thing to him now.
Yeah.
His hair.
Yeah.
His hair and his balls and his morals.
No, but the thing is... my morals, you know. As soon as my son...
took away the
as soon as my son...
You used to help
your
pubic hairs.
Don't listen to them, man. They're chatting rubbish. but from when my son was born...
Stop him
yeah,
from watching sports.
Oh, that would be a big thing. But when my son was born, that's when I kind of minimized purchasing anything for myself. Yeah, it got to the point where my sister said to me, Mr. Wolf, listen, you need to treat yourself, man. You need to go out there and spend some money on yourself, man, and buy yourself some clothes, because it took me a long time to think about me. After my son was born, it was all about him
and that's
spending
what it
money on
it's
him.
It's not about you, man. Your sister was telling you, wasn't telling you the truth.
What are you talking about?
Don't buy that for yourself. What you got to
do? She just said, go ahead and treat yourself, man. Nah. It's all good. And I did.
All right, okay. One little treat.
All right, let me go.
But it will probably be some kind of forfeit, you know, that you can't do sports, can't coach the kids.
No. Let me keep it real. Yeah, you got tattoos. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she knocks you out. Yeah. She takes a blowtorch, and she blowtorches your tattoos.
Well, she does some kind of laser thing.
Yeah.
And removes them.
Not even remove. Yeah. Okay. Let's say remove them. I was gonna say burn them over, so it's just like a scar there instead. Because yeah. That's almost the same as what these men will have. With no hair, it's almost like they've scarred them. What would you do then?
Well, my tattoos mean a lot to me. I actually got a new one that we ain't spoke about. It's of the African continent. And it's got an outline of...
We have spoken about it.
Not this one. No, we haven't. Trust me.
The one that's on your arm?
We haven't spoke about it.
Don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's got an outline of Nigeria. But it looks good, man. I like it. Maybe I'll put a picture up.
It's a fantastic
on Instagram. And... the other ones are the meanings of my children's names.
Which we have discussed, I think.
And we spoke about that. And if she took those away, yeah, man. Beef, bruv.
Okay, but what would you do? This man is removing womb. This man is, what do you say? Beating him up.
Beating her up.
Which I would look at you down on you for. And you also remove
him. I was about to say.
And Stav's going to go to police. Well, how does probably wherever he's gonna end up being, I'm probably gonna end up going to police.
Bitches.
I would
I'm a snitch, boy.
No.
I'm a snitch proper, I'm not even gonna lie, boy.
Maybe send them to Ghana.
Maybe big, feed them jollof. They're jollof? That's like a proper suicide note.
No,
can you imagine you're a suicide note every time you eat Ghana jollof, you just put it next to your food. Ghana.
I would actually do the same thing and do the right thing and take them to court and get some money. But I would find some form of revenge. I'm not just leaving it at that. Because that would still leave a bit of taste in my mouth. I wanted to feel a little bit of pain and a little bit of discomfort as well.
What, female circumcision?
Not physical. Wow.
What is wrong with you people
where,
in this
where
room?
Where did that come from? Not physical pain, but I would like to take maybe her shoes. Maybe her shoes and do the same.
You guys have to understand something. What I'm talking about is not inducing pain on her. It's not. That's not what
she
it is.
Come out, pain, man. Anybody that has about. Surgery has pain.
He's
after.
Really trying to talk it to himself.
Because he knows what he said is such a madness. You're going to do that. You know that tweet I put out where I said when you think about the podcast later on, you're going to do that same thing when you get home through your locks.
Nah.
You're going to be circling your head like this. Why didn't I say I'm taking somebody's womb? Anyway. Okay, so you're going to do something back to their shoes, which defeats the purpose then, because that means they can then get their money back.
Take me to court as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll find another way to kind of do it anonymously. Maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the line, you know?
Okay, well.
I don't forget things, you know, get me?
Mm. So what's going on, man? What's the next thing? What are we going
to
talk
I still
want
to know what somebody could do to you.
Oh, burn down my house.
Left eye stuff. Left eye done.
Burn down my house, boy. Me and you got a problem.
And what would you do?
I was telling them, are you going to pay every brick? Every brick you're going to pay for. You're mad.
And for emotional distress as well.
Yeah, or whatever I can get from them, man. I want to see them on the streets like that same man that you saw with the one dreadlock, begging money. That's what I want to see from them. And I won't even give them the change.
Would it be wrong to impregnate her sister and make sure she has the child?
You can't make somebody have something. What is wrong with you? You're back and you're just disgusting as you was before you left.
But that is serious revenge, though.
Yeah, but then what are you going to do with the child?
Look after it.
You mean nothing?
What?
You're not going to be a dad?
No.
Wow.
I just can't do that.
Is level 72. You know why? Because it's not just to her. It's the whole family now. God, dear.
You lot are
very I thought
I thought I was bad. You're taking a
And
mic.
It's not illegal. And he's not going to jail.
Yeah, you're... No.
If he don't pay,
he's just being a normal black man.
Oh, wow. It would be you that said it, isn't it? It would be you that said it.
You see the smile on your face
and
as well.
And you know what makes me laugh? As our father, he's saying this. You know?
Can you imagine?
As our father.
Fucking hell, Stavros.
Savage.
I'm going to edit that out myself.
Real savagery.
Listen, you black men, step up in it. I can't make jokes like that. Donkeys running off, leaving their children. Really? That's what you get, innit?
Donkeys running off.
Talking about claiming,
it's deep.
Talking about claiming and you know taking in properties and not claiming intellectual property. Have you not heard about Shout Out?
Look,
yeah, it's a bit deep.
Go on.
I hate when he does that. Go on.
It's madly political. It's deep.
Are you going to say something?
Why do you hate when I do it? Because you got it.
You forced that one.
The gap in his response let you know that.
Yeah, no, because I don't want to say the truth on the actual podcast. So carry on.
He's gonna say it's rubbish or something like that. I don't mind anyway.
What are you gonna say?
Bath in the sink, so it's no problem.
With now talk the thing in it. We started now, innit?
Okay, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Let's ask the question. Has anybody seen it? What's going on?
You know, we've all seen. Well, you know, we know. Apart from this one,
we don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Okay, someone go on.
No, let Stav explain.
Go on, Stav.
If it was hurt.
Go on, Wahala.
Oh, you see, now he's going back and forth. Like. Anyway, so
bitch. Wahala explain it. Stav correct it.
Yeah, I suppose that would probably be the best way to
what's
going to
happen.
So anyway, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen as well. So yeah, today your Twitter's been a bit twitchy. Seems like there's a bit of a podcast beef going on.
Yeah,
which I'm actually happy about. I actually wish it never happened.
Why are you smiling then?
Because it's still juicy. Isn't it? I don't call it tea. I call it stew. This is stew, man. They're giving good stew out here with Pepe stew. But yeah, man. It seems like the Shatter Network's having a bit of a crumble, man. Like this was, as far as I'm concerned, this was a stronghold in the podcast world, especially UK podcasts. They had Mostly Lit, they had Millennials. Millennials. That's the one. They had Two Fools Talking.
Yeah.
Two Alodos Talking, if you want to make it.
Alodo.
And other podcasts on there. But it seems like a lot of them today have just decided they're coming off the network. Announced it in unison. All on their social medias that they're leaving the network. Now, at first I was like, right, what's going on here? But then some of them described the reasons to why they left. And if I'm going to be honest, I'm going to take this from Yvette from On The Low and call it skullduggery and fuckery. Because it seems like behind the podcast artists' backs, are we calling podcast people artists now? Is that allowed?
Artists, you know.
I'm an artist, but I don't know if it's because of podcasting.
Yeah, I'm going to call
them a good question,
I'm
you know.
Call them podcast artists.
That's a very good question.
That's what I'm calling them.
Broadcasters.
I'm calling them artists still. I think
his broadcast
is probably right, but I'm going to call them
correct,
artists.
Yeah.
Because I've said it now and I don't want to be wrong.
Correct him.
So,
correct him.
Basically, behind their backs, they've been basically copywriting their names, taking all their intellectual property as theirs, and left them with nothing, basically.
Up Nepper.
So I don't know. I don't know what you guys think about this situation.
Well, Mr. Wolf here. I'm not going to speculate in it. There's so many different sides to a story like this. There's been a few messages on Twitter which I've been reading from our WhatsApp group. Thank you very much, Davos and Wahala, for posting them in there. Haven't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
You're the first one that I would have done that without you.
I've actually been shocked, like everybody else. It's I read one in particular from the young lady from Melanin Millennials, and I was taken aback. You know, when the Shout Out Festival was taking place, we gave them a big large up, big up to FA for making it happen, and his co-founder as well. It was a good event. I like to see young black men and women trying to empower themselves and trying to create a voice for black people.
Pause you on that moment. Because Wahala did say, are we going to talk about this on the podcast? And I said, listen, when they did this festival, we bigged them up. I don't have any ties with these people, but we bigged them up because they were, as far as I was concerned, our brothers in podcasting. And let's big them up. And, you know, most of you mans went down there and represented as well, paid your dues, and you promoted the thing. And I said, seeing as we did it on that side, it'd be a bit disingenuous, now that things have
gone a bit left side.
Yeah, for us to not talk about it as well. So that's all I want to
say. Yeah, I mean, I have no problem.
It's not all popcorn and gossip here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to cast judgment because I don't know exactly what has happened. I need to hear things from all sides. And I know FA through a good friend of mine. And he seems like a stand-up guy, but who knows what's going on behind closed doors. And just like what Wahala was saying, man, I'm not happy. And I like to see black people get together and create a good movement, and it seems like this one is come crumbling down like my daughter's stack of cards did the other day.
For me, I don't know, when I was thinking about the rest of the podcast, it was but the one I was worried about, it was Mostly Lit. I think Mostly Lit, I've been saying that, I think it's a very, very important podcast, simply because it's about, Stav's giving me a look, but for me, I think
because
it's important.
When you actually flesh out what you're saying,
I know
what
I,
you're gonna
I,
say
I,
is that
I know,
because you're so dumb, you need something like this to help you, you dumb black people.
I know.
Read a book, pick up a book. So I don't like the idea that you actually think it's important.
I know, but it is though, because the youth out here is not necessarily running for books, man. I'm not even talking about black people in general. I'm talking about youth in general. Don't read books anymore. Everything is computer game this, stab a man that, acid attack this. So somebody that's got a podcast that seems to be building quite a big following, and hopefully getting these young people into reading and writing and stuff like that, and showing their creative sides in different ways that's not necessarily just hip hop or stuff like that. I want to see more black authors. Yeah, I think it's important, man. J.K. Rowling's on about 500, 300 million or what, man. I want to see some black people doing that, man. I want to see them making that money through books.
Worth a billion or something.
Yeah, telling them tales through books. And if this type of podcasting, because podcasting is becoming big in the young youth now. Youth are listening to podcasts all over the place. And I'd rather them listen to that than Taxstone. Even though I love Taxstone, I'd rather them listen to something about books and pick up a book and say, you know what, I want to read this, and then maybe find themselves writing after, you know, after they listen to that. I think it's an important podcast. That's my personal opinion. This house got something to say.
Simple Simon.
The thing goes, that's
right. That's what happened, didn't it?
That's what happened, basically. Pop, pop, tum, tum, boom, boom. Trust me.
You don't know. Guy, man, I gotta rate that guy, man.
Listen, he's come, he's wrecked the place, and everybody's making videos about it. But
yeah, but
no, this podcast thing for me, I didn't, you know, what I'm saying, I thought this podcast space was the one space where
there couldn't be beef.
Yeah, well, I thought we had each other's beef, man. We could have beef, but I thought ultimately we had each other's back in the space, like, because we're all, most of us, I should say, I won't say all, most of us are coming from the same type of direction, in the sense that, like, we're doing it on the side, trying to make our way in it. We're creating the industry, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no podcasting. Now that all of a sudden there's lots of podcasting, you just kind of have to put a foundation together to kind of make it work. So I thought that was what was happening. So to see this now, it's disappointing. Because I don't know the full on the ground details, but it smells like greed. And if it's greed that's made this happen, then it's sad. Because we're back to the same old story again, isn't it? It's like...
I mean, for me, I just hope that everything gets resolved. You know, I hope everybody becomes successful in their own way and goes their separate ways. And, you know, because not everybody's going to be able to get on with each other, innit?
A year's time, yeah, I want to see them just sitting down at a dinner table.
That's never going to happen, bruv. But from the light of these messages that have come out on Twitter and social media, I mean, I like to keep my business in-house and for nothing to happen, but they felt the need to express themselves. And
what do you think about that? Because me and you was discussing that earlier, innit? Because I was saying to Mr. Wolf that at one point we had a situation that's like that.
Did we?
Yeah. In season one, we had to have a discussion and we sat down and we said, okay, some of us have to go our separate ways. And we went and did our own thing.
It was completely different.
Yeah, no one was trying to trademark.
I'm not saying that anybody's trying to trademark on copyright anything.
Did we not just decide, should we carry on or should we stop?
What? And no, there was a split where it was being only three of us on the podcast and two of them left.
Not the podcast, no.
Are you sure it wasn't the podcast?
No. We stopped the podcast way before. I'll tell you what happened.
See, one speaks, the other corrects.
I'm still waiting to correct him from before, but
I'm grinding it.
The podcast,
Betty.
This for the history of ESN Betty. Once again. 2010, the podcast started. It grew. We made a group on Facebook to promote the podcast. The Facebook group grew even more than the podcast. The podcast kind of died down and stopped.
You're actually David Banner, and he's the Incredible Hulk. That's what it is.
The podcast stopped. The website, well, the group on Facebook continued to grow. Then there was a division when it came to some members of the podcast wanted to start their own website. We said, let's take it away from Facebook and make our own social networking website. And that was where a division, if you want to call it that, it just came. It's like, what are we going to do? A couple of people said, you know, maybe I'm not putting the money towards that, or I don't think that's going to be successful, or I just don't want to go down that path. I've got other things I'm doing. And then it split into the ESN kind of social and then ESN business. And three members of the podcast, which I'm not going to mention, started ESN business. Actually, you know, went to, what's it called?
Company House.
Company House and everything. So we have, I guess you could do search us now. And so we have a business. ESN is an actual business.
Hey.
So pay taxes and everything. So
do we?
That's what happened.
Based in Switzerland.
If we make money, then we have to pay the taxes. So
Jersey.
It stopped. The website wasn't successful. Can we happy to say that? Yeah, it didn't. Nobody wanted to join a brand new social network that wasn't as smooth as Facebook and didn't have as many members. It was meant to be a debate website, by the way. And that was that. So the business side of it kind of died down a bit. And the podcast had died down. And the group had been closed because we were trying to push the website. And so everything kind of died down. And then hence, that's 2010, 2011, 2012-ish. Maybe 2013 even it went into that.
Maybe.
Kind of everyone died down. Everyone went about their business, lived their lives. Obviously, we still remain friends and whatever.
That's the point.
The split made no difference to actually friendship.
No difference.
Yeah, it was just a business decision that... Three people would go down the business route and the other two would be bumps. And then that was... and then that's it.
Vagrants.
Before we started this season again...
that day, that word.
We joined up and people said, you know what? We need to do the podcast again. We don't see each other as much as we used to. Yada, yada, yada. The podcast started again and here we are.
But that's the thing that... In business, can there be business and friendship at the same time?
Yes. You have to be very mature about it.
Yeah, but if you read the post that we was reading about this particular situation, especially the one with the...
I think it's only one of them.
Melanin millennials. I just said melanin and millennials.
He said it right. Okay. He said it right.
You bastard, swine.
For once, he said it right.
Right? They were friends, man.
Mm. They were friends before the podcast.
Yeah. And now this... from what I've read anyway, it seems like it's affected their friendship to the point where they're not friends. And I was thinking to myself, in business, you got to be so careful with who you're dealing with on a day-to-day, man. You got to be able to... That's why when I go to work, I don't go to drink events with all these people. I don't go outside with them and do all of these things, because in the end, I know that I might have to fire one of these people the next day.
You know what? I would large up someone who's familiar to everybody here, Mr. Alexander Mosu. Large up yourself and what you're doing. R&B ringtones back in the day, and what he did do was employ friends and family, and
gangster.
It turned out that he picked most of the right people when it came to that, because
except me,
how so?
Because I ended up there beefing with his cousin that I started going out with in the office.
But
we had beef and arguments in the office, man.
What, with your ex?
Yes.
Yeah, but you never beefed with him, though.
No, he's cool.
Wait, you get
that's,
home.
That's what I'm saying. You entered into a relationship with someone in the office, and I feel that can happen with anybody, isn't it? You know what I mean? But all in all, it can be done. I think that you can have a business with friends and make it happen without you stabbing people in the back and without you having certain issues.
Do you not think that?
Do you think that
had a strained relationship on any of... Because
yeah, right, I think he did.
He had an office of a good 25 or so people. Two offices at one point, and he employed about 30 people. The second office now wasn't really friends, innit? The second office was a business office. That's where I moved into. But the first office was where the phone calls came in and whatnot. Born and that first. Was 20, more than 20 people, and that was near enough all friends and family.
Yeah.
None of them had a strained relationship with any of them? I'm trying to think.
Maybe with each other, but not with the man that's running the thing.
Because he's a special kind of somebody anyways.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So maybe people had little beefs with each other. There was cousins in there. There was brothers in there. And whether they were there or not, they would have had a certain amount of beef or confrontation with each other, innit?
It's because auntie was there. Mama was there.
You understand? So, you know, in terms of friendship and business, I think if you pick
friends,
right...
Business. Friends,
that's what
business.
I'm saying. If you put the right people, I think it can happen. Simple.
One second, though. One thing that we are leaving out of this equation here is even with the friendship and the business stuff, our situation was different from what we're talking about with the Shout Out Network stuff because there wasn't any money involved.
There was.
No. Well, we're speculating again, innit? You know, so
with ours or this?
I don't know.
No, I mean, with ours, we weren't being paid by anybody, were we? Mm. And we weren't expecting to be paid by anybody. Us. Yeah.
Okay, not the...
And that changes the dynamic.
Yeah, we don't know what is happening over there in the financial side. We've read a couple of things, but like Mr. Wall said, we're not privy to both sides of the story. We don't know what's going on there. But in our realm, we come here, we chip in on any equipment we need to buy, and we buy the equipment. It's a one-off kind of thing. We have a rolling studio, so we own the equipment and we move from space to space. Wherever we need to record, that's where we record. So we don't have any ongoing studio fees. So that's it. And we record a thing. Would you say we're doing it out of love or we're doing it for business?
Well, I would say that it's a mixture of the two. And I kind of can sense what Simple Simon is going with here. Let's just say that this thing blows up. And we
this man's looking at me like he'll cut me if I took his money.
you know, he's talking about Simple Simon, by the way.
I'll take your womb.
There you go.
Listen, I may have breasts, but that's going
let's
too
say
far.
That it blows up and it's making, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand a week. Yeah?
Right. So I'm taking my 33%, and that, you guys and can split the rest, yeah?
And that's the thing. It's like, I personally would have, and this is just me. You can call me naive, you can call me whatever. I personally wouldn't have an issue with the cut that you decide that I have.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Thank you for telling me.
So long so long as it is within reason, you get me, and people ain't taking a piss out of my life, I would kind of not have an issue. And I can look at these guys, well, I could turn my back on these guys and know that they're not going to take the piss. And maybe other people... Are you looking at Simple Simon?
What are you looking at me for?
Or is it everyone is looking at Webs?
Webs ain't getting paid.
I don't know. But I could tell if my back making and money, co-founder, these guys,
if we mouth. Start making money, I'm getting Webs arrested straight away.
Co-founder, what are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. So my thing is that I have trust in these guys. And maybe trust was broken in that situation. And I know with friends that I know that have had businesses and employed friends and things like that, they've looked after them. So, I don't know, man. I think a lot of thing depends on your morals and how much you care about people.
That trust thing you just said is interesting. Sorry, go on.
So, I was like, I want to continue on from what Mr. Wolf said, but I want to ask a question and then make a statement. This network, all the podcasters that were on the network, were they predominantly black?
Yep, they were all black.
That's my question. Statement. You know it's always very hard for black people to unify in business.
No, you can't say that. No,
you can say that.
And it's pretty much true.
Nah, this reiteration of this, I don't like this trope, man.
I know you might not like it, but the way it
you
seems...
You darkies ain't good fathers. Can't do no damn business.
Can't even take care of Harlem.
But the way it seems, it's God like... Damn. God that's damn. How it seems, bro.
And it's a bad thing to say, but it's...
Unless you've got a lot of money.
Yeah. Is it just that most and people can't do business together and we just happen to notice the black ones because, like, oh, they're, it happened maybe again.
That's got, but even when you see the rich black people that's black going doing good in business, they've usually got one white partner somewhere.
There's always a white somewhere.
Jimmy Iovine and... let's say Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre.
Yeah, there's then always got, a white somewhere.
What's his name? What's his face? And Rick Rubin.
Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin. Yeah. And then when Rick Rubin went, he went and got the what's his face?
I know
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know who Puffy's partners are. I don't know who Jay-Z's partners are. Maybe they might not on their own.
But so Jay-Z's all his coldies
is employed.
From long time.
He's employed. But again, you could say that the one that he was started it with is no longer with him.
But Ghost didn't employ any white folks. Dang, did he?
That's okay.
You. Ghost from Tommy. Power. What about Tommy, bro?
Who do you think Tommy is?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's Cody. His partner is white.
What are you talking about?
They're not just normal whites either. They're all Jewish as well. I saw that connection there.
But you see what I mean? So
Tommy's
so we need a Jewish
apparently.
Friend.
It's like they start off maybe
we
with
need
their
a Jewish friend.
They start off
we
maybe
need
with
a
their
Jewish friend.
I Sorry. Think they probably start off with their brethren and then end up with somebody else. Like when it gets to a point where shit goes to pear shape, they end up with somebody else. And I don't know. I don't know. But I kind of get what Stab was saying. I kind of get what, Webslinger was saying, not Stab.
I was thinking, what did I say?
But I'm putting it on you today, man. But that's what made me sad because I thought it was going to be a thing.
I'm going to say that a majority of black businesses that do business together work well. And I think that there are a minority of big ones that make the headline news, that give people the idea and believe that the general consensus is that black people can't do well in business.
I want to back what you're saying in a way to say that maybe the general consensus and the general method that we have is that we are really loud when we want to complain about stuff we don't like, and kind of very non-vocal and stuff.
When
that
things
we,
are going well.
Going well. Because we expect it to be like that, so why are you praising it?
Do you think that a lot of small black businesses work well together? Do you think that they do work well together?
But as in a network of businesses?
Yes. That's in the same field, doing the same things.
In respect to this topic, no.
Exactly. Well, in general, I'm talking about, do you think that it's not a case of, because I think that it's more a case of your competition, I'm trying to cut you out, rather than, let's work together and build ourselves up. That's what I think.
In real terms, because like restaurants, I'm going to use restaurants as an example. In real terms, what you're saying is true. Like, small restaurants don't often work together. And what I mean by that is, if you go into any area and you see a Chinese shop, there's a very high likelihood that all of those Chinese shop buy from the same supplier, but they use that joint enterprise to get better pricing and all the rest of it. And you'll find that in the same area, if there's a whole bunch of Caribbean shops, they all go individually and they pay higher price on each.
Let me tell you right now, the Chinese shop across the road from our house right now used to beef with the other Chinese shop. I remember when I used to go in there and they used to tell me how they used to dash things at their children and blah, 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 blah. Hold on. In saying that though, the other Chinese shop were Jamaican Chinese.
No, I'm not. I've seen the meat man in Croydon. Meat man in Croydon bringing out their machetes, bruv, and looking to chop up each other, bruv.
Yeah, but so, what I'm saying to you is...
Are they Asians then, Muslim?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is... I gave the Chinese as an example because it's a real example. They collectively come together to get stock because they're all making the same thing. So why wouldn't you buy it in bulk together? It makes sense for you to get a cheaper per unit price.
It's Chinese and Asian.
Whereas the Caribbean shop don't do that.
Because they buy their supplies from probably the Asian man.
But I've seen one or two Caribbean shops that have come together and done that, but there's only two of them. Whereas the Chinese shop, your whole borough's got Chinese food. You get what I'm saying? Like, so
those two Caribbean things, shops probably related.
In some kind of way.
Yeah. But carrying on from Mr. Wolf's comment and statement about us as a collective, we are doing it for the love, but even if we went into business, I do believe we'd all be fair with each other. Even though man's a side-eyeing man's.
Good jokes.
Everybody's involved with a different thing, you know?
I know I'm going to get shafted. That's all I know.
Who's going to get shafted?
Me.
You?
Why would you think you're going to get shafted?
Because I'm clearly not going to get
what you feel you deserve or what you want.
Yes. Both. What he feels he deserves, but he's not going to get. And I will make sure he doesn't get it.
The
thing is though, I kind of know it, and it's like, I'm Jesus anyway.
Man,
I always sacrifice myself
up in this
what,
place.
Did Jesus use fairy liquid too?
Mildly fairy liquid.
Yes, his hands were soft, and that's why the nails went through very easily. So yes,
wow.
I'm sacrificed all the time. So I don't know. I have to live with that.
When money's involved, you can never know how people are going to react. That's my personal opinion. I know how we all are now, but I don't know how we all are if 5 million, 10 million, 15 million was in the room. No, you lot all got kids apart from me and Web Slinger. They might just be saying to you, you don't know nobody.
Don't speak on Web Slinger's behalf, man, because you know there's some critters out there running around somewhere.
Critters in there? You know the foxes you see on the street?
Oh, my God. I hear what you're saying, Wahala, but...
for me, even if that big money comes into
I'm
it,
not buying it
I'm not arguing for myself at that point. I'll tell you all.
As like, individuals, we're all doing our own thing.
Make sure my daughter's
anyway.
All right. And if you don't, you go to hell.
Or you take the womb. You take the womb,
take your womb.
I think it could, potentially. We've argued before over business.
Yeah,
and that's with not big money on table.
Have we argued about money?
Bro? Listen, you are not involved in any argument because you don't do nothing.
Oh, wow.
Where the fuck did that come from,
I
don't do anything.
We're about to kick off on the podcast right now.
God damn. That was a proper bitch moment there, boy.
Well, everything is a bitch.
Saying that,
we have just had an order for some merchandise from somebody. We'll speak to you after the podcast.
Oh, and who sorted that out? Stavros, boss.
This is my point.
A man can make a joke, and then all of a sudden,
just so that the listeners know,
he is sensitive. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, you know, he has
I'm
no
not
hair.
The clitoris here. What are you talking about?
Wow. No hair.
But you are sensitive.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, because you got no hair, so that still affects you. Things are
come on, shut up.
Even when the wind blows, it affects you more than the moment.
And he's short.
The way the wind blows, shut up your mouth.
Has your height ever made you feel less of a man?
Okay.
No, I'm asking
now
a question.
Fucking Mr. Wolf, like we've gone from money to merchandise.
The reason why I'm asking
now to height.
The reason why I'm asking because I established this on Twitter the other day with Cheryl Blue from Extra Biscuits and Simone, who used to be on the Low. Yeah, that I've established now that height is the equivalent of bottom for a man to a woman. That's okay. How it is now. Women are the same way that us men will say the woman has to have bottom, yeah? Women are going to say the man has to have height.
Big up Issa Rae. Is that her name, Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about in real life, but yeah, Issa Rae. Yeah.
So what's your question?
So my question is, you, who is not the tallest of human beings...
Vertically challenged, I believe the term is.
Do you ever feel...
I'm 5'8", by the way.
Do you ever feel less?
No,
like, a man.
Do you think that people look at women? Has any woman ever looked at you and said, "I won't date you because you're not tall enough"?
Yeah, I've had that before.
And how did you feel about that?
I don't care.
Did it make you feel away in any way, shape, or form?
How do you think Mr. Wolf felt?
I thought you would probably try to get him still.
And how did you think it turned out?
Oh, mild green, very liquid.
And that has happened before. So, you know, when you're
vertically challenged.
No, when you're
horizontal,
you're the same height.
There's no height difference. See, you get me? So
there is. You can't play footsie.
I think women are doing that. I think women are.
Stop kicking my knees.
I think that women, as long as a man is above breast level, you should date them. That's my personal opinion. I think as long as they're not looking directly at your breast, you should date them. And the reason why I say this is that you are 3-1. Yeah. There is 3 women to every 1 man.
It's not that much.
Yeah, apparently it's 3-1.
It is.
It's not. Yeah, okay, well,
I'm not even checking stats.
That's what stats I've always heard. 3-1.
In the world, there's 3 more women than there is 1 man.
That's what I've always heard. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're not limiting it down to you have to be 6'1", whatever, how many men are you going to be able to catch? You're going to be all chasing the same man. Same penises is going around in circles like Russian roulette.
Check this. He said 3-1, yeah? Daughter, 1 son.
3-1.
Shut up your mouth there. What are you talking?
I'm still right.
I'm just saying, innit?
Like, wrong and strong, man.
You can't be going that you want this one tall man because the one tall man is just there collecting all the vagina.
I remember talking to a woman who was doing speed dating and she's kind of like a matchmaker or whatever. And she said that the women that she tries to match women... Sorry, the women that she tries to match men with, that they have too many
expectations,
too many demands when it comes to a man.
Stipulations.
They're trying to tick 10 boxes, and sometimes, if you remove some of those boxes, if you kind of take away some of those expectations, you may actually find your dream man. You may find the man that you feel is, I don't know, someone that you can marry. But because this person may not be dark enough for you, he may not earn enough money that you like, he may not be tall enough for you, you may be actually missing out on your dream man.
Yeah, but it's very hard for women to reduce their checklist.
I think that people should do it anyway. And when you're reducing your checklist, you're not compromising. No one's talking about compromising on your morals and your behaviours and things like that. But when it comes to visual things, I think that, you know, a man who says that I definitely won't date a woman that has weave, maybe he may be missing out on his dream woman as well. All right, we know your story, Stavros.
On that note, we'll end. Let's say our church notes and our goodbyes and be out this biatch.
And wrap it up because my battery's dying.
Oh, shit.
God damn. Anyway, I'm Big Wahala.
How many percentage?
Not enough for you to be asking me that question.
Come on, shut up your mouth.
All right, I'm at Big Wahala. Catch me on Twitter and Insta. And catch me and Simple Simon on Miss Audrey B's channel.
They're breaking away already.
Yeah, man. We did a vlog.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's called Auntie When Will You Marry?
Auntie Asked When William Array.
Yeah, so catch us on Miss Audrey B's blog.
You look good. I'm not in a hurry.
I know I look good. I look stunning in that video.
Look good.
Okay, I'm going to show my woman the video because I want her to see me because I look good in that video.
Look what happened to Barry and Sandra. Simple Simon, get at me at Simple Simon FB. I've been a little less vocal of lately because work commitments have meant that I don't have the time to be there. But don't worry about it. I'll get back to you. You know what I mean? All right, then.
That was a mixture of
I did everything
Niger
there.
And Cotney in there.
And
Spanish.
And Spanish. I did everything.
The Instagram, DJ Webbs, that actor. Twitter, that actor. DJ Webbs, Facebook, that actor. Good to be back. See you all on the next one.
I'm still confused about having you got my pick one and choose one.
Get me, man. Pick one.
Mr. Wolf.
Like they said, pick one. You can catch me on either.
Okay, you can catch me on Twitter, It's Yemi Online, on Instagram, Yemi's Insta. And I just want to large up a book here that's recently come out. You may have been getting it through your WhatsApp feeds. It's called Black British History, Black Influences on British Culture from 1948 to 2016. And I want to name all the people that have put this together. Robin Walker, Vanika Marshall, Paula Perry and Anthony Vaughan. Big up yourselves. This is a 32 hour of teaching and learning material for parents, guardians and teachers of secondary school students. So this can actually be used in school. It's not just something to read, it's something to actually study, and they've got bits and pieces in there. And I've got this for my son. As a father, I thought it was the right thing to do.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Amazon.
Alright, okay. I recently bought a book. It will be arriving tomorrow. It's called Femi the Fox.
Hey,
and it's a child's for younger children.
Do you know who you
wrote
it? No. I get it for my daughter.
So, well, yeah,
she can read it. Actually, probably.
Yes. So that will come tomorrow. I'll read that to my child. There's a Spike Lee book, and that's the only one she actually sits there and lets me read properly without, like, she points to it and stuff. Everything else, after a few pages, she picks it up and walks around the room with it. But that Spike Lee book she loves. Anyways, I'm Stavros Boss. You can catch us collectively at ESN Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Search for Eloquently Saying Nothing on Facebook. Use the hashtag ESN Pod and we'll find you. Thank you very much for listening in. Big shout out to Shout Out Network and all the subsidiaries and all the people that left. We are bigging you up and we hope that you have the best.
100%.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. Peace. We out.
Large up, Dean. What's up?
Yo, people, remember, if you ain't saying nothing, say it.
Slag. Foe.
Light.
I can't believe that you said it and then you tried to push it out to someone. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, but, you know. It's nothing. It's not the biggest deal.
I'm not doing it myself.
Exactly. I'm not doing it myself. She's not going to be hurt. You know. That's what's going to make me feel better.
He said
myself.
It's not violence.
Yeah.
Where's the violence? There's no violence there.
And he's talking like he has a doctor ready.
Yeah.
He's on standby, boy. Shout out
Hanley Music. Hanley Music. What is that?
Hannah.